It's time to face the music, America. Obama is now presiding over a failed state. In his State of the Union speech last night, Obama says he wants to lead America into an economic recovery. Fact is, there's no economy left in America to recover. Obama thinks that a non-security discretionary spending freeze will solve America's problems, but he's simply putting a band-aid on a corpse. More spending on security items like TSA's porno scanners landing big commissions for Talmudic Jew Michael Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security, is in the works. More security spending like killing innocent civilians in Afghanistan so that armament moguls can live it up while our sons and daughters are brought home in body bags is coming our way. And the non-security discretionary spending freeze, a new budget item thought up by the Jewish think tank Center for American Progress. Read, Center for American Regress will cut programs like Social Security, shafting baby boomers and the elderly. But the real sham of it all is that Obama says that he will veto all bills that favor special interests. Does that mean no more $3 billion a year for Israel? The Jewish lobby will crucify Obama for that. Obama wouldn't dare cross the Jews at AIPAC and their co-religionists at the media. All they need to do is simply put up his Kenyan birth certificate on 60 Minutes. Tick, 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 and it's bye-bye Barkey. Now, economist Paul Craig Roberts tells us that the hallmark of a failed state is when the crooks are inside government using government to protect and advance their own interests. Who are the economic insiders bleeding our nation dry? All Goldman Sachs brass for the past 12 years. Robert Rubin at Treasury under Clinton, Henry Paulson at Treasury under Bush, and Mark Patterson under Obama at Assistant Treasury, Geithner's watchdog. Indeed, Geithner must answer to the big boys at Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, Gary Cohen, John Weinberg, and Stephen Friedman. Sounds like a guest list at a bar mitzvah, does it not? As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are warning Americans that unless we stop the Jewish bankers inside government, then America is toast. We can either be a failed state like the cleanup crew after a bar mitzvah, or a renewed state where we clean out the Augean stables. Wake up, America. Your coffee is beginning to smell more and more like Zionist manure.